This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, slight change of gears here. Mark December the 8th in your calendars, gang. One short week from today, but it is a week in which a lot has to happen. Government funding runs out next Friday, and the party that controls both houses of Congress is floating a plan for a short-term fix to keep funding flowing until just before Christmas when, yes, we would have to do it all over again. But the point here is, as Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports, negotiations to keep the government open are an opportunity.
Funding the government is generally considered one of those must-pass bills in Congress, but it's also one of the bills you can't just squeeze through on a party-line vote. Nancy Vanden Houten is with Oxford Economics.
Democrats have some leverage here.
That leverage can be used to demand more hurricane funding or action to protect DACA recipients, especially in the Senate, where the GOP has a narrow majority.
And if a lot of the more conservative members of the House refuse to back spending bills, Democrats are going to be needed there.
And of course, President Trump could throw in demands for border wall funding. Plus, there's all the deals the GOP is making to push through their tax plan. Gregory Warrow is a political science professor at Columbia University.
Given what the Republicans are currently doing on tax reform, my bet is that the Democrats will be asking for some pretty steep concessions.
Concessions like funding for health insurance subsidies, for example. He says the political dynamics give Democrats leverage as Congress attempts to avoid a shutdown.
But ultimately, they may end up with more leverage if a shutdown occurs and the public reacts negatively, as they have in the past, to government shutdowns.
Because history tells us voters blame the party in power for shutdowns. So why not just do another continuing resolution to keep government funding as it is now? Charles Tiefer teaches law at the University of Baltimore.
That would be a real black mark when you remember that the Republicans hold the House, the Senate, and the presidency, that they can't even get a budget through for any time during an entire year.
Not really a good look. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.